The Cure from their album 17 Seconds. Guess I have the greatest news. Remember how we weren't sure if church was going to come on? Well, guess what? It is going to come on. So, you know, rest assured you're going to get your full dose of whatever it is. Although we won't be able to play music anymore, that means we will be able to work nonstop in the production room to bring you the finest Mystery Playhouse of all times. Featuring today, A Christmas Carol with Ebenezer Scroogeberg, a.k.a. Joseph Mengele, a family reunion with the Prells, coast-to-coast, long-distance conference call. You don't want to miss that. That's an all-time radio first, I assure you. And much, much more. A bunch of superheroes and supervillains. So check that out sometime between 12 or 12:30, whenever our special church service ends. And you do want to attend this church service because we're going to be doing a lot of sinning, so you're going to need this to help you out. We're going to tune you in a little early to get you into the proper spirit here. Get thou holier than thou. And you can hear in the background there the organ already starting up. So grab your Bible and have a seat and enjoy the KZSU Memorial Church Service already in progress. This, of course, is KZSU Stanford.
This is Papa Prell. I want to invite you to join me on the Papa Prell Show this week for the Mystery Playhouse Christmas Special. We'll have a special edition featuring the entire Prell family to bring you into the spirit of the season. That's this Sunday, December 22nd, year of our Lord, 1985. All the Prells will be there, so you'll be there too, all right? I love you.
Papa Prell. He'll discuss what others just talk about. Sundays at 12 noon on Mystery Playhouse 90.1.
This is Papa Prell, and we're welcoming you once again to the Papa Prell Show. So, we want to thank all of y'all. Am I on? Okay. Having a little problem there, technical difficulty. Welcoming you to the Papa Prell Show. This is Papa Prell, and we want to thank you all for tuning in to our Mystery Playhouse. And this, of course, is KZSU Stanford. I have a special treat for all of y'all. Are you picking me up in there, engineer? Just nod. Okay, I'm coming through. All right, we're having some technical difficulties because we are arranging the first ever live coast-to-coast Prell family reunion on the air. And I got all my kids here and then some, and we figured because it's Christmas, we're going to have ourselves a little fun. So, how about you in there in Alabama? You picking us up there? You there, Alabama? Can you hear me, Alabama? Are you picking them up in there, engineer? Can you hear them on there? Mama, how about now? You hear them now? Say something, Alabama. Still not picking up anything, engineer. Say something again. Oh, there they are. Who was that? Was that Fred? Oh, Fred, how you doing?
Oh, pretty good, Dad. Pretty good.
Pretty good, eh? Where you working now, Fred?
Well, I'm managing a pizza parlor.
Oh, a pizza parlor?
Yes.
Tell me about it. Can you send us a pizza, eh?
Well, I don't think it'd be too fresh by the time it gets there, Dad, but,
Well, we got friends that work with Federal Express. You can have them ship it out here, eh? Yeah, hey, you're gonna have to talk pretty loud, because, We're having difficulty picking you up, eh?
Okay, Dad. Sure thing.
Okay, hey. How about Ethan Prell? Are you there, Ethan?
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, Ethan. Hey. Hey, how you been, huh?
I'm doing pretty good. I have a little problem. It's kind of cold out here this time of year. I know you wouldn't know about that, though, Papa.
Oh, no. I not out here. No, not chilly. Not too chilly. I mean, not compared to Texas, anyway. Hey, for all those kids out there, we might tell you about Ethan and Freddy and my sons. Ethan, of course, is my long-lost son who showed up mysteriously after my other son, Alan, bless his soul, died. His wife, Alan's ex-wife, Gladys, you there? Gladys, you on the line? What happened to Gladys?
I hope something happened to her.
Ethan, wait a minute now. Hold on there, baby. What happened to Gladys Prell? You on the air? Quiet there, baby brat, you snot-nosed brat. Shut up. What about you, Gladys? You there? Hey, Gladys? Well, I guess we lost Gladys. No big loss. Yeah, yeah. Hey, how about you, Fred? You still there?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, well, tell me this, Fred. About this pizza place, how long you had that job?
I've been here for about 4 months or so now.
4 months or so, eh?
Yeah.
Well, you're probably doing better than minimum wage, is that so?
Just slightly.
Oh, that's great, that's great. Hey, what about you, Ethan? You got a job yet?
Well, you know, I'm looking for work. I've suddenly come into a little bit of money here, and I'm trying to live off that for right now.
Yeah, you're keeping it all legal, though, eh?
Well, you know.
Yeah, as much as can be expected, eh?
I suddenly had a burden lifted off of me there for a while, and I'm sort of living off the residuals, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, yeah, I know what you mean. Speaking of burns, what do you think happened to Gladys?
Oh, you mean Alan's ex-wife?
Yeah, Alan's ex-wife.
Oh, I don't know,
Hey, maybe I should cut in here and tell our listeners, you know, about old Alan. Alan was my favorite son, He followed his father's footprints and had a public radio show in Auburn, Alabama, and unfortunately he got blown away by one of the irate communist listeners. We know he's a communist now. We haven't caught up with him, but we know he's got all the fingerprints of a communist. Wouldn't you say, Ethan?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it was a communist. At least that's what I heard.
You gotta watch it. Gladys might still be on the line there. Now see, old Gladys is Alan's ex-wife, and she never really did believe that Alan died. She thought he did it just to escape alimony payments.
She'd do anything to get those alimony payments.
Yeah, I tell you, she's one woman. I don't even know why we called her, but we like to kind of, you know, keep in touch, you know? Keep those lawsuits from flying. Hey, Fred.
Yeah, Dad.
Hey, have you remarried yet?
No, not yet.
You haven't remarried. You got to yell now. We can hardly hear you. Yeah. Yeah, I tell you, these conference calls aren't coming in too clear.
Well, that's my bell for you, right, Fred?
Yeah.
That's right.
You know who owes them, huh? Same people that own all the Hollywood motion pictures, huh?
Yeah, same folks.
Yeah, we ain't gonna say who, right? Because they probably own the station.
Conspiracy here.
Right, the world conspiracy. Well, I tell you now, since Gladys seems to have left us, Gladys, you're not there, eh? Well, I guess we're gonna introduce you here to our little baby Prell. Our little baby Prell, you on the line there, snot-nosed brat? Where's that little baby Prell? This Fred's kid. Baby Prell? Yeah, that's him. Yeah. Yeah, you're there. And Gladys called, that's right. Yeah, what?
Well, I can't hear baby Prell.
Well, that's probably just as well. Can you hear Uncle Prell in there? You can hear Uncle Ethan? No, Ethan, it's Ethan.
It's Ethan Prell.
No, it's Ethan. Get off the line there. Get off the line.
Ethan Prell.
Get off the line now. Off the line now. Okay. She almost blew it there. Yeah, Hey, you know what? I'd love to talk for hours and hours, but we got a show to put on here in a couple of minutes. Hey, you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
We're going to play the Christmas Carol. You know that story? With Ebenezer Scrooge? Isn't that charming? Yeah, that's going on in just a little bit. I wish you were here to hear it.
I wish I could hear it.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I'll tell you now, we're going to have to cut you guys off because, they're making this, making me pay for this call, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
This is a cheap state station, it's not letting me, charge it.
You mean they're not picking up the tab?
No,
uh-uh.
Beat that, will ya?
Boy, it sounds like your old job there.
Yeah, it's a bunch of bull. That's what I say. Well, anyway.
Well, it's good to be back on radio. I mean, it's good to have been on radio for this little conference call.
Right. Hey, you guys have a merry one now, right? Hey, I'm going to be sending you the Alan Prell Family Book of Ethnic Jokes. Yeah, it's in the mail.
Well, Merry Christmas, Papa.
All right, you too, Fred.
California.
You hold on to that job now, Fred.
Oh, I will, Dad.
Okay, tell Gladys, well, you know what to tell Gladys. All right, that's too bad she got cut off.
Too bad.
Aww. Well, we'll be seeing you then.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. I'll be calling you back sometime.
Goodbye.
Take care. Bye-bye. Aren't those guys just something else? They're just a cat's pajamas. Well, that about does it for all the time we had today on the Papa Prell Show. But you know we're going to have more where that came from. So, see y'all tune in next week for the mystery play. Oh, we're not coming on next week, huh? The week after that? Yeah, well, the week after that, we'll be back on. And it'll be time for you guys to check us out. And we'll have Tad Williams, the man from One Step Beyond. He'll be back. Oh, I got to hang this up. I don't want to get charged anymore. So y'all come back now. Yeah, now it's 12, 1 o'clock and time for Mystery Playhouse 9.1. So long.
This is KZSU, Stanford. We now present A Christmas Carol with Ebenezer Scrooge Burg, a.k.a. Joseph Mengele.
Dear Diary, tonight I observed the most amazingly naive program on all television. The name, I'm proud to say, escapes me. But the plot was so ridiculous, I wish to record it in my journal for future laughs. It was the story of a man who lived a horrible life plagued by his dark conscience. The climax occurred when he was confronted with his past, present, and future, and had to select between what he was and what he wanted to be. He chose the foolish and innocent meek path of righteousness, confessing all, and thus cleansing his conscience. The inference being that if you have something to hide, you should tell everyone so you can relieve yourself, so to speak, and begin a new life. What do you expect from a bunch of Hebrew Jews? Another unsophisticated attempt to try to bring me from my hiding. I am Dr. Joseph Mengele, and proud of it. So, I killed a couple of million people here and there. But what of it? I did it for science. Who discovered the most effective method of strangulation? It was me. Who discovered the treatment for paper wounds received internally? Twas I. And the antidote, my most dreaded glass poison. It was me. Me, Mengele. I can never have achieved such results without vigorous testing. And those foolish friends think they can make me feel guilty about it, come out to my hiding, confess publicly so I can be arrested? Never! I haven't laughed so hard since I saw all the boys from Brazil. Now the story about finding the bones in South America. Oh, I like that. At least it showed a little imagination and cunning. A plot I might have hatched out if I was trying to lull someone into a false sense of security so that I could pick up their trail. But not this, really. Oh, but I'm afraid I'm much too clever for my adversaries. Why go to the steaming jungles of South America when I can live a life of luxury and comfort here in the US of A? All right, so I had to change a little. Use an assumed name, for instance. It's no big deal. Ebenezer Scroogebug. I like it. It has a little ring. Besides, I'm still quite capable of tormenting those people I love to hate. Ha ha ha. Ah, but this is too much excitement before bed. I'm wasting valuable ink besides. So till tomorrow, dear diary, happy Hanukkah. Ha ha. Ah, lights out. Ah, sweet sleep. Time for sweet sleep. Sweet sleep.
Ah. Ebenezer Scrooge Bug.
Who's there?
I am the ghost from your past.
The ghost from my past? Well, Mr. Pass, you're trespassing. This is private property. Why won't the light go on? Why won't the light go on?
I am the light. The light of your past, Scrooge Bug. Or should I say, Mangala?
You know my secret identity. You mustn't tell anyone. You mustn't.
I know more than just your secret identity, Joseph. I know your secret past. And you and I are going to take a little trip down memory lane to share that past together.
No, this can't be. I'm hallucinating. This can't be.
Oh, can't it be, Doctor? Tell me your past isn't real either. Behold, a day in the life of Joseph Mengele, and then tell me what's real and what's unreal.
It can't be. It's Austerlitz, my alma mater. I don't believe it. Nothing's changed. It's as good as new.
That's because it is new, Doctor. Observe. There you are, 40 years ago, calling the commands.
Next time, das Gewehr!
Yeah, those were the good old days.
Indeed they were, and those were the days you will pay for.
Wait a minute, I was just giving orders, routine orders. Besides, I used those prisoners who had been condemned to death for a virtuous cause, wound research for bullet wounds. It helped benefit mankind.
Bullet wound research, eh? And what did you use the innocent children for? The ones you invited to a special lake outside Hamburg.
I'm also for bomb research, of course. After all, my experiments proved that water was not an effective safeguard for firebombs. Research that saved thousands of lives, excepting Düsseldorf, of course.
I see. And what about the time you opened a play called My Chosen Be Fruitful and Multiply, in which the curtain rise to expose the audience to a sandbagged Vulcan machine gun nest?
They certainly did multiply into 1,000 bits. The play did bring down the house.
And it took you with it. For as you damned millions of innocent lives, so shall you be damned.
Are you threatening me?
No, that's a privilege someone greater than me will enjoy. Behold the ghost of your present.
I'm back in my bedroom. I must have been dreaming it all.
No, Doctor. You were not dreaming.
You must be.
Yes, the ghost of your present. Come.
Release me, I say. Where are you taking me?
You don't recognize this place?
Why, it's my office. And over there, it's my lonesome employee, Bob Krasenberg. Who's talking to him? Behind my desk, going through my papers.
Don't you remember, Doctor? It happened just yesterday.
Why, it's me, Krasenberg. He's talking to me.
Yes. And since you didn't listen then, you can listen now.
Please, Mr. Scrooge, man, don't give me the bodies for myself. Give it to me for my baby, Tiny Heidi. He's not well. He has to use crutches now. If we could just afford some meat for once, not pork, mind you, just a little protein. I think we can nurse him back. What do you say, Mr. Scrooge Bug? Just this once for Tiny Jaime and Christmas.
Christmas? Bah! Hamburg!
So what? He didn't deserve a raise. His work sucks. I should have fired him long ago, except I love to kick him around so much.
Exactly. And that's why we are here.
We? We who? Exactly who is we, anyway? What gives you the authority to come marching into my life and start telling me what's right and wrong?
The ghost of your future, that's who.
The ghost of my future? Who's he?
He determines your fate. I must go now.
Wait a second! Tell me more about this future ghost!
Ask him yourself. He's behind you now. Farewell.
Behind me? Don't be silly. The only thing behind me is my closet, and there's nothing in that but a skeleton!
Yes, Dr. Mingala, the skeleton of your past is the framework of your future, and your past is so very dark, as is your future. Come, I will show you.
I've had enough of this. You're taking me nowhere, and you're leaving the very way you came. Goodbye! You are right through! You really are a ghost!
Yes, I am the ghost of your future. Behold!
Where are we? I've never been here before. I know it. I've never been here before.
We are in the cemetery, Mingala. Over there, the tombstone. Read it!
No, I refuse!
Read it, Mingala!
Oh, the inscription! It says it! Mama!
Yes, it says Mystery Playhouse is sponsored by a grant from Comics and Comics Toys and Games at 405.
Said quote, Mystery Playhouse is sponsored by Comics and Comics Toys and Games at 405 California Avenue, unquote. We now return you to the music of Raymond Raquello, playing for you.
Those creatures know what that means, what anything means. Wait a minute, something's happening.
Ladies and gentlemen, due to circumstances beyond our control, we are unable to continue the broadcast.
Now here's another bulletin from Washington, D.C.
Martial law prevails throughout. Ladies and gentlemen, I have a grave announcement to make.
So that we may confront this destructive adversary.
Everything wiped out. This may be the last broadcast. We'll stay here to the end.
There is nothing wrong with your radio. Do not attempt to change the station. We are controlling the transmission. We control the volume.
We can change the tone to a fuzzy bass.
Or focus it to a tinny treble.
We can speed things up so fast you can hardly understand what's being said.
Or we can make things so slow you don't care.
We control the content. We can make it boring.
Mystery Playhouse.
Or moronic.
90.1.
We can even make it repetitive.
Mystery Playhouse.
Or moronic.
90.1.
We can even make it repetitive. It's our show. We can do anything we want, because this is...
Mystery Playhouse. 90.1.
Scary.
Oh, it was so scary, Count. I thought I could die. But what was even scarier? Go ahead there.
Oh, I just thought of that. A clever double entendre, that's all right. I don't know.
Well, you're often doing that, but what was even scarier to me was the Prowl family. Did you listen to that?
I don't know. It was a little hard to understand. All this, you know, dub display and stuff, this fret, I don't like it.
Yeah, I think it's no good myself.
Well, we've got some stuff that is good, though. The Adventures and Scariness of the Superheroes on Christmas. A special Christmas treat. This is the Batman Christmas Story. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Christmas Eve in Gotham City.
Is it our imagination, or is the city more peaceful than usual? Has the magic of Christmas silenced the screaming sirens, the whine of bullets, the thousand frightening voices of terror in the city at night? We find Batman and Robin wondering about the same thing as we join them.
You know, Robin, it's been a pleasure just relaxing at home for a change.
Yeah, no special calls for help from the police or anybody. And I kind of like it for a change, too.
The only thing on our schedule for tonight is the Christmas party at the Southside Mission down on Skid Row. And come to think of it, we better get going.
Okay.
I'll get it. Hello?
Hello. Is this Batman?
Yes.
I have a singing telegram for you.
How nice. Sing away.
I wish you a deadly Christmas. I wish you a deadly Christmas. I wish you a deadly Christmas. And no more New Year's.
Who is this?
I can assure you, friend, if you go out tonight, you won't live long enough to find out.
What was that all about?
No, nothing. Just some creep crawling out of the woodwork. Come on, let's get to the party. I don't want to be late.
And as they make their way through the shadowy streets of the city...
Don't turn around, Robin, but I think someone's following us.
How do we handle it?
When we reach the corner just ahead, slip around fast and we'll grab him when he comes by. Ready?
Now. He's coming closer.
Oh, I'm so sorry, madam. I thought...
How dare you! I'm going to call the police! Help! Help!
She's too hysterical to listen to explanations.
We better get out of here fast.
Are you sure someone was following us?
Well, I thought... I wasn't sure then. I am now. Over here, quick. In the story.
Did you see where the shots came from?
Right across the street. What fast?
Hey, Batman, why don't you just walk out nice and easy like with your little friend and get this over with? Ha, 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 ha! Decked them all with an M3 volley. Fa-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la. Tis the reason I'm so jolly. Fa-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la.
Now I know who that is. It's Rudy Snow, alias Rudolph the Red-Nosed Hitman. Hey, Rudy!
Oh, you remember me, eh?
How about a deal, Rudy? You let us go, and I'll let you go.
Let me go? That's very funny, but you're just wasting time, Batman.
What'll we do? Your bluff didn't work.
It was no bluff. Watch this.
The Batarang! Of course! It can go around corners. Works like a boomerang.
Here she goes.
Oof! Bullseye!
There you are, Captain.
It's Rudolph, the red-nosed hitman. Must be wanted in a dozen states.
And you got him. See you later.
Hey, wait a minute. Any other charges besides assault with intent to murder and illegal possession of a deadly weapon?
Yes. Charge him with disturbing the peace on Christmas Eve.
Don't you think it would be better to go the rest of the way by Batmobile?
Oh, I don't think so. With Rudy in jail, we shouldn't have any more trouble. And it's such a nice, clear night for walking. Dashing through the snow in a one-horse open sleigh. Da 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 dee do da 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 da.
Look at that crazy driver. He must be drunk, heading right at us. And his lights shining right in our eyes.
Use the bathrooms.
Flinging their ropes so that they catch onto a ledge two stories up on the building behind them, the two clamber up out of harm's way as the killer car, driving right up on the sidewalk, goes out of control. Phew, what a mess! Do you recognize either of those two characters?
Do I ever? This one, the driver, is Maxie the Minstrel Man, bouncer at a sleazy go-go joint downtown.
What a name!
Fancied himself a song and dance man, but soon discovered his only talent was beating up helpless drunks.
Any other one? Look, he's dressed in a Santa Claus suit.
It's Sammy, the Southside Santa. For years, he's been a fixture in the Christmas scene down there. I don't get it. He's been involved in petty larceny, but never anything like this.
Look, he's still alive, trying to say something.
You're right. Sammy, it's me, Batman. Can I do anything for you?
No, no.
Just listen. Just listen. I didn't want to be in on this. He made me.
Sonny, who made you?
I could never kill.
He's gone. Poor Sammy. Really as gentle a man as you'd ever meet.
Well, one thing is for sure, someone is out to get us.
And whoever it is knew exactly when we went out tonight and where we were going.
Someone at the Southside Mission?
Yeah, the Southside Mission. After we call the police to clean up here, we're going to take a good look at that place. Seems to me there's more going on down there than a Christmas party for the down and out.
In the Southside Mission, run and financed almost exclusively through the efforts of Dr. Jonathan Carroll, 100 of the less fortunate of Gotham City are enjoying a delicious turkey dinner with all the trimmings.
God bless old Dr. John. This is the first good meal I've had in a month.
I don't know what to do down here without him.
When I broke me arm a month ago, he fixed it up and wouldn't charge me a cent.
Look, he's getting up on the stage. He's going to speak. Hooray for Dr. John.
Thank you, friend. I hope you're enjoying the meal. And don't be afraid to ask for second. Now, don't worry. I'm not going to bore you with any speeches. I wish we could have had some musical entertainment tonight. But instead, Batman and Robin, just in time. Come in, come in.
That's Dr. Carroll. He runs the place. And he's the one who invited us down here.
You think he may be the one that...
Awfully hard to believe, but let's play it straight. Well, Dr. John, nice to see you and nice to be here. Quite an affair you put together here.
Oh, I had lots of help from my friends out there, like Helen and William and Mrs. McCready there at the front table. Hi, Mrs. Mack, and especially Rodney Do-Good.
Rodney Do-Good?
Yes, Rodney's a regular here and practically my right-hand man. He's right over... Oh, not there. Must have stepped out for a minute. He'll probably be right back.
But Rodney Do-Good at that moment is up to no good. In his room in a dingy lodging house right across the street from the mission, we see a very different man from the gentle derelict befriended by Dr. John.
Everything I tried failed. My warning not to go out didn't frighten him away. Two attempts to eliminate him were bungled. This time we will not fail. You got it straight now. When you hear the singing, that's when you make your entrance.
Only one thing, boss. If you goes back in there, ain't Batman gonna recognize you and blow the whole thing?
Don't worry. I doubt if even the brilliant Batman will be able to tell that Dr. John's most successful example of rehabilitation, Rodney Do-Good, and escaped convict Rodney Crawfield are one and the same person.
Batman and his young friend Robin. Batman, won't you say a few words?
Okay, but just as few as I possibly can. I am delighted to be here and see all of you. And I promise you and Dr. John I'll always be a friend of the Southside Mission. Thank you.
Ah, oh, Rodney, there you are. Come up and meet Batman.
It's an honor to shake your hand, sir.
Glad to meet you, Rodney. Dr. Jones told me a lot about you.
Thank you. Can I get you something from the kitchen? Some cake? Perhaps some coffee?
Sounds good to me. Something strangely familiar about this guy.
And Dr. John, why not start the carol singing? I think you'll enjoy it, Batman. Somehow it seems to take on a special meaning down here. I'll be right back.
Good idea. See what I mean, Batman? He's such a good man.
Yeah, I guess so. What did Rodney mean by special meaning? I wonder.
How about it, everybody? Feel like singing?
Yeah!
Then let's go!
Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Oh, jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh.
Very good. Now how about
Silent Night, Holy Night. All is calm, all is bright, round yon Virgin Mother and Child. Holy infant, so tender and mild, sleep in heavenly peace.
Yeah, sleep in heavenly peace, Batman.
But with the fine-tuned reflexes of the super athlete that he is, Batman leaps to a chandelier hanging from the ceiling above the tables and swings like a trapeze artist the whole length of the hall, landing on top of a very surprised would-be assassin.
That makes three down tonight.
Good going, Batman.
Beside himself in rage, an infuriated Roger Crawfield witnesses the failure of his third attempt on the life of Batman.
Fools! Incompetent fools! All of them! I should have known. If you want a job done right, do it yourself.
Throwing all caution to the winds, he grabs a rifle hidden in the kitchen, rushes to the stage, and aims at Batman, who is so busily engaged in tying up a dazed and befuddled Fingers that he doesn't see the rifle aimed at his back.
Your luck has run out this time, Batman.
Rodney, no!
Just as Rodney pulls the trigger, Dr. John pushes the rifle barrel up, and the shot goes harmlessly into the ceiling.
Oh, fool! I should have got rid of you a long time ago. See how you like this rifle barrel over your head.
Oh.
And now I'm getting out of this crummy joint once and for all.
Running out the back door, he races up the fire escape to the roof with Batman close on his heel.
You might as well give up, Rodney. I remember you now, and I'll put you behind bars again, just the way I did 6 years ago.
Oh, no, you won't, Bird Brain.
Now, missed again, Rodney. Ready or not, here I come.
And then begins a wild chase across the rooftops of Gotham City, the frenzied efforts of the criminal to escape, making him an even match for the super smooth running machine we know as Batman.
Maybe you can hitch a ride with Santa Claus, Rodney. He'll be coming any minute now.
This'll shut you up, smart mouth.
You're running out of bullets, Rodney, and looks like you're running out of space, too. Look ahead.
To his horror, Rodney sees that the rooftop of the next building is over 30 feet away.
Give it up, Rodney. I've got you trapped.
Oh, no, you haven't.
And Rodney races forward in a desperate leap for freedom.
Rodney! Dude!
It is an hour later at the mission. The police and all the guests have gone.
How do you feel now, Dr. John?
Fortunately, it was a glancing blow, so I'll be all right. But the shock of learning about Rodney.
Yeah, imagine using the mission as a recruiting center and headquarters for his gang of crooks.
That's why he didn't want me to reach here alive. And he would have succeeded if it hadn't been for you, Dr. John.
And if it hadn't been for you and Robin, who knows what would have happened to me in the Southside mission? How can I ever...
Listen, the bells.
Midnight. It's Christmas.
Merry Christmas, Batman, Robin.
And Merry Christmas to you.
Yeah, Merry Christmas, Dr. John.
Evening. You look like you could use a drink.
Yeah, I'd like a grasshopper, please.
Hey, can we have a grasshopper for the frog?
That's Kermit. Kermit the Frog.
Oh, Ralph the dog here. Pleased to meet you. I'm no Heifetz, but I get by. Let me guess. Broken heart, right?
Does it show?
Listen, when you've been tickling the ivories as long as I have, you've seen a broken heart for every drop of rain, a shattered dream for every falling star.
Exactly. She just walked out on me.
Yeah, typical. That's why I live alone.
You do, huh?
You bet. I finish work, I go home, read a book, have a couple of beers, take myself for a walk, and go to bed.
Nice and simple.
Stay away from women. That's my motto.
But I can't.
Neither can I. That's my trouble. You can't live with them. You can't live without them. There's something irresistible-ish about them. We grin and bear it cause the nights are long. I hope that something better comes along.
I see what you mean. It's no good complaining and pointless to holler.
If she's a beauty, she'll get under your collar.
She made a monkey out of old King Kong.
I hope that something better comes along. Oh, but what could be better than a saucy Irish setter when puppy love comes on strong? Or a collie that's classy, a laddie needs a lassie. A lover and wife gives you a new leash on life.
Was that a new leash on life?
Oh, yeah. Sorry about that. 2, 3, 4.
I don't mean to scare you, my friend, but I bet you. Come Father's Day, the litter bug's gonna get you.
The urge is righteous, but the face is wrong. I hope that something better comes along.
Still, it's fun when you're fetching and agree to see an etching that you keep at your lily pad. There is no solution, it's part of evolution.
The pitter patter of souls, the little feet of tadpoles.
Ralph, tadpoles don't have feet.
Oh, sorry about that. 2, 3, 4.
There's no limitation to mixing and matching.
Some get an itching for a critter they've been scratching. A skunk was badgered, the results were strong. I hope that something better, I hope that something better, I hope that something better comes along. Not often you see a guy that green have the blues that bad.
Indeed, and we've got the blues here because we hope something better will come along too. That last Superman thing with old Batman was awful. I've heard better things on Sesame Street. But in order to deliver where we wish to promise, here is for your Christmas enjoyment, The Life of Brian.
Python's Life of Brian. Set in North BC, it tells the story of the life of Brian and sells 70 camels, 48 goats, 16 chickens, 12 pigs, 2 dromedaries, and of course the wacky Monty Python boys. And so without any more ado, let's sit back and enjoy highlights from Monty Python's Life of Brian.
Brian.
Who are you?
We are three wise men.
What?
We are three wise men.
Well, what are you doing creeping out of car shed at 2 o'clock in the morning? That doesn't sound very wise to me.
We are astrologers. We have come from the east.
Is this some kind of joke?
We wish to praise the infant. We must pay homage to him.
Homage? You're all drunk. It's disgusting. Out! Come on, out!
No.
Bursting me here with tales about oriental fortune tellers. Come on, out!
No, no, we must see him.
Go and pray someone else's brat. Go on!
We were led by a star.
Led by a bottle of all light? Go on, out!
We must see him. We have brought presents.
Out!
Gold, frankincense, myrrh.
Well, why didn't you say he's over there? So you're astrologers, are you? Well, what is he then?
Hmm?
What star sign is he?
Capricorn.
Capricorn, eh? What are they like?
He's the son of God, our Messiah, King of the Jews.
That's Capricorn, is it?
No, that's just him.
Oh, I was going to say, otherwise there'd be a lot of them.
By what name are you calling him?
Brian!
We worship you, O'Brien, while Lord over us all. Praise unto you, Brian, and to the Lord our Father. Amen.
You do a lot of this, then?
What?
This praising.
No.
If you're dropping by again, do pop in. Thank you. Goodbye. Oh, weren't they nice?
Oh, the bloody mind, but still.
Ryan, the babe they call Brian. He grew. Brian, a boy called Brian. He had arms and legs and hands and feet. This boy, whose name was Brian, and he
find consolation. How blessed are those of gentle spirit. They shall have the earth for their possession. How blessed are those who hunger and thirst to see right prevail.
Speak up!
Shh, quiet, Mom.
Well, I can't hear a thing. Let's go to stoning.
You can go to a stoning any time.
Oh, come on, Brian.
Will you be quiet?
Don't pick your nose.
I wasn't picking my nose, I was scratching.
You was picking it while he was talking to that lady.
I wasn't.
Leave it alone, give it a rest.
Do you mind? I can't hear a word he's saying.
Don't you do you mind me. I was talking to my husband.
Well, go and talk to him somewhere else. I can't hear a bloody thing.
Don't you swear at my wife.
I was only asking her to shut up so he can hear what he's saying, big nose.
Don't you call my husband big nose.
Well, he has got a big nose.
Could you be quiet, please?
What was that? I don't know. I was too busy talking to Big Nose.
I think it was Blessed Are the Cheesemakers.
What's so special about the cheesemakers?
Well, obviously, it's not meant to be taken literally. It refers to any manufacturers of dairy products.
See, if you haven't been going on, we'd have heard that, Big Nose.
Hey, say that once more, I'll smash your bloody face in.
Oh. Better keep listening. Might be a bit about Blessed Are the Big Noses.
Oh, lay off him.
Oh, you're not so bad yourself, Conkface. Where are you two from? Nose City?
One more time, mate. I'll take you to fucking cleaners!
Language! And don't pick your nose!
I wasn't gonna pick my nose, I'm gonna thump him!
You're not gonna thump anybody!
I'll thump him if he calls me big nose again.
Listen, I'm only telling the truth. You have got a very big nose.
Your nose is going to be 3 foot wide across your face by the time I finish with you.
Shh. Well, who is yours then? Glass, big brother.
Oh, right. That's your last warning.
Oh, do pipe down.
Oh, come on. Let's go to the stoning.
Stone, sir?
Nah, they got them up there, lying around on the ground.
Oh, not like these, sir. Look at these. Feel the quality of that. That's craftsmanship, sir.
Yeah, all right. 2 points, sir. 2 flats and a packet of gravel.
Should be a good one this afternoon.
Yeah?
Local boy.
Oh.
Matthias, son of Deuteronomy of Gath.
Do I say yes?
Yes.
Yes.
You have been found guilty by the elders of the town of uttering the name of our Lord. And so, as a blasphemer, you are to be stoned to death.
Look, I'd had a lovely supper, and all I said to my wife was, that piece of halibut was good enough for Jehovah.
Blasphemy! He said it again! Did you hear him? Are there any women here today? Very well. By virtue of the authority vested in me.
Oh, lay off. We haven't started yet.
Come on. Who threw that? Who threw that stone? Come on.
Sorry, I thought
we'd started.
Go to the back.
Oh, dear.
Always one, isn't there?
Look, I don't think it ought to be blasphemy. Just saying Jehovah.
You're only making it worse for yourself.
Making it worse? How could it be worse? Jehovah, Jehovah, Jehovah.
I'm warning you, if you say Jehovah once more. Right, who threw that? Come on, who threw that? Was it you?
Yes.
Right. Well, you did say Jehovah.
Will you back? Come here.
Now look, no one is to stone anyone until I blow this whistle. Do you understand? Even, and I want to make this absolutely clear, even if they do say Jehovah.
Spare a talent for an old ex-leper?
Basil!
Spare a talent for an old ex-leper?
A talent? That's more than he earns in a month!
Off a talent then.
Now go away!
Come on, big nose, let's haggle.
What?
All right, cut the haggling. Say you owe me one shekel, I start at 2,000. We close about 1,800.
No.
7,015. Go away!
7,040.
But will you leave him alone?
All right, 2 shekels, just 2. Is this fun, eh?
Look, he's not giving you any money, so piss off!
All right, so my final offer, off a shekel for an old ex-leper.
Did you say ex-leper?
That's right, sir. 16 years behind a bell, I'm proud of you, sir.
Well, what happened?
Oh, cured, sir.
Cured?
Yes, some bloody miracle, sir.
Who cured you?
Jesus did, sir. I was hopping along, under my own business. All of a sudden, up he comes, cures me. 1 minute I'm a leper with a trade, next minute my livelihood's gone. Not so much as a by your leave.
You're cured, mate.
Bloody do-gooder.
Well, why don't you go and tell him that you want to be a leper again?
Oh, I could do that, sir, yeah. Yeah, I could do that, I suppose. What I was thinking, I was going to ask him if he'd make me a bit lame in one leg during the middle of the week. You know, something beggable, but not leprosy, which is a pain in the ass, to be blunt. Excuse my French, sir, but...
Brian, come and clean your room out!
There you are.
Thank you, sir, thank you.
Half a denarii for me bloody life story?
Though pleasing some people.
That's just what Jesus said, sir.
Stop thinking about sex! I wasn't! You've always had about it! Morning, noon and night! Will the girls like this? Will the girls like that? Is it too big? Is it too small?
Well,
there's a reason it's like it is, Brian.
Is it?
Your father isn't Mr. Cohen.
I never thought he was.
Now, none of your cheek! He was a Roman, Brian. He was a centurion in the Roman army.
You mean you were raped?
Oh, at first, yes.
Who was it?
Nautius Maximus, his name was. Promised me the known world, he did. I was to be taken to Rome, passed by the forum, slaves, asses milk, as much gold as I could eat. Then he, having his way with me, had, vroom, like a rat out of an aqueduct.
The bastard!
Yes, so next time you go on about the bloody Romans, Don't forget, you're one of them.
I'm not a Roman mump, and I never will be. I'm a kike, a yid, a hebe, a hooknose. I'm kosher, mum. I'm a Red Sea pedestrian, and proud of it.
Sex, 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 and all they think about us.
Link. It just says Link here, but doesn't say anything else.
I'm sorry, yes. I'll deal with this, Nigel.
Can you?
Yes, he just wants to know what's going on.
Link.
Yes, this is
just might be Link.
No, it's Link. We just wanted you to link all the bits together. You see, what we've got is a film.
Yes, I
and,
see.
And it doesn't make much sense.
Well,
even just on a record.
More fool you.
Well, yes, luckily it's a sort of nonsense type comedy group who are doing this,
oh,
so it doesn't
see.
Really matter, you know, kids tend to like this sort of stuff.
Yes.
But what we really need to do is link a few of the odd scenes together.
Right,
and,
can
we want
do.
You to do it.
Yes, fine,
okay.
fine.
Good.
But I will need a few of the words written sort of down for me. So
Kevin's
can,
got the words.
Normally they do that sort of thing.
Yes, he's got the words.
Has he?
Yes.
You'll bring them in, will you, presumably?
You'll bring them in right away.
Link. I can't read this.
Yes, I'm sorry, it's in handwriting. We did it in the pub.
Here, there, way day. Pots, Nan.
Mm-hmm.
Arson, Leal, Sturts. Ling's aboard. Master.
Well, unfortunately, none of the Warner Brothers are here tonight, so we can't really ask them. Maybe if you just say it as written.
Oh, very well. Don't pass audit, Prug. Lack good bits. Uber Rennes came. Hey, is the Posned? Arson Arlesley Stance. Using B curd. Besendi killed Merkley. Meanwhile, Link. Was that?
I think that's the sort of thing they want, yes.
Is it really?
Dog tank. Wren's liver. Chaffinch brain, jaguar's ear lobe, wolf nipple chips, get them while they're hot, they're lovely, dromedary pretzels, only half a dinar, Tuscany fried fat.
I do feel, Reg, that any anti-imperialist group like ours must reflect such a divergence of interest within its power base.
Agreed. Francis? Yeah, I think Judith's point of view is very valid, Reg. Provided the movement never forgets that it is the inalienable right of every man
or woman,
to rid himself
or herself.
Agreed.
Thank you, brother.
Or sister. Where was I?
I think you finished.
Oh, right. Furthermore, it is the birthright of every man
or woman.
Why don't you shut up about women, Stan? You're putting us off.
Women have a perfect right to play a part in our movement, Reg.
Why are you always on about women, Stan?
I want to be one.
What?
I want to be a woman. From now on, I want you all to call me Loretta.
What?
It's my right as a man.
Well, why do you want to be Loretta, Stan?
I want to have babies.
You want to have babies?
It's every man's right to have babies if he wants them.
But you can't have babies.
Don't you oppress me.
I'm not oppressing you, Stan. You haven't got a womb. Where's the fetus going to gestate? You're going to keep it in a box?
Here, I've got an idea. Suppose you agree that he can't actually have babies, not having a womb, which is nobody's fault, not even the Romans. But that he can have the right to have babies.
Good idea, Judith. We shall fight the oppressors for your right to have babies, brother. Sister, sorry.
What's the point?
What?
What's the point of fighting for his right to have babies when he can't have babies?
It is symbolic of our struggle against oppression.
Symbolic of his struggle against reality.
Ocelot's spleens.
Got any nuts?
I haven't got any nuts, sorry. I've got wren's livers, badger spleens.
No.
Otter's noses?
I don't want that Roman rubbish.
Why don't you sell proper food?
Proper food? Yeah, not those rich imperialist tidbits.
Oh, don't blame me. I didn't ask to sell this stuff.
All right, bag of otter's noses then.
Make it two.
Two.
Thanks, Reg.
Are you the Judean People's Front?
Fuck off.
What? Judean People's Front. For the People's Front of Judea. Judean People's Front.
Wankers.
Can I join your group?
Nah, piss off. I didn't want to sell this stuff. It's only a job. I hate the Romans as much as anybody.
Shh. Listen, if you wanted to join the PFJ,
You'd have to really hate the Romans.
I do.
Oh, yeah? How much?
A lot.
Right, you're in.
The only people we hate more than the Romans are the fucking Judean people's front.
Yeah.
And the Judean popular people's front.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
And the people's front of Judea. Yeah.
Splitters.
What?
The people's front of Judea. Splitters.
We're the people's front of Judea.
Oh, I thought we were the popular front.
People's front.
What's your name?
Brian. Brian Cohen.
We may have a little job for you, Brian.
Do I talk here?
No, not here, because we've got all this dramatic music on, you see. We shouldn't have any voice over here.
Right. Well, I'll just nip around the corner, I think.
No. If you could actually please just stay in the building. We'll need you in a minute or two.
All right. And the,
Shh. Here he is now.
What's this, then? Romanes eunt domus. People call Romanes, they go the house.
It says Romans go home.
No, it doesn't. What's Latin for Roman? Come on, come on.
Romanus?
Goes like.
Annus?
Vocative plural of Annus is.
Annie?
Romani. Aeunt? What is aeunt?
Go.
Conjugate the verb to go.
Here, eo is it, imus, idis, aeunt.
So aeunt is?
Third person plural, present indicative. They go.
But Romans go home is an order, so you must use the...
imperative.
Which is? How many Romans?
Ite.
Ite. Domus. Nominative. Go home. This is motion towards, isn't it, boy?
Dative. Dative. Not dative. No. Accusative. Accusative. Domunter. Ad domum.
Except the Thomas takes the...
The locative.
Which is...
Domum.
Domum. Understand?
Yes, sir.
Now, write it out 100 times.
Yes, sir. Thank you, sir. Hail Caesar, sir.
Hail Caesar. If it's not done by sunrise, I'll cut your balls off.
Where is he?
He's just nipped out to the pub.
Oh, God, we need him for this link. All right. Meanwhile, on the other side of the town, a group of fanatic revolutionaries plot the overthrow of the entire Roman Empire. That'll do. They'll never notice it warn us.
Oh, sorry. I was just...
Doesn't matter. We've done it now.
Oh.
What exactly are the demands? We're giving Pilate 2 days to dismantle the entire apparatus of the Roman imperialist state. And if he doesn't agree immediately, we execute her.
They bled us white, the bastards. They've taken everything we had. And not just from us, from our fathers, and from our fathers' fathers.
And from our fathers' fathers' fathers.
Yeah.
And from our fathers' 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 fathers.
You're right, Stan, don't labour the point. And what have they ever given us in return?
The aqueduct?
What?
The aqueduct.
Oh, yeah, they did give us that. That's true, yeah.
And the sanitation.
Oh, yeah, the sanitation, Reg. Remember what the city used to be like?
Yeah, all right, I'll grant you, the aqueduct and sanitation are 2 things the Romans have done. And the roads. Well, yeah, obviously the roads. I mean, the roads go without saying, don't they? But apart from the sanitation, the aqueduct and the roads...
Irrigation.
Medicine.
Yeah.
Education.
Yeah.
Yeah, all right, fair enough.
And the wine.
Yeah,
that's something we'd really miss, Reg, if the Romans left.
Public baths.
And it's safe to walk in the streets at night now, Reg.
Yeah, they certainly know how to keep order. Let's face it, the only ones who could in a place like this.
All right, but apart from the sanitation, the medicine, education, wine, public order, irrigation, roads, the fresh water system and public health, what have the Romans ever done for us?
Brought peace?
Oh, peace! Shut up!
The raid backfires. Brian is captured and all the rest are killed. Brian, beaten, bruised and bleeding, is thrown into Pilate's darkest, stinking dungeon.
Very good indeed.
You lucky bastard!
Who's that?
You lucky bastard!
What?
Prop the little jailer's pet, aren't we?
What do you mean?
He must have slipped him a few shekels, eh?
Slipped him a few shekels? You saw him spit in my face!
Oh, what wouldn't I give to be spat at in the face? Oh, sometimes I'm awake at night dreaming of being spat at in the face.
Well, it's not exactly friendly, is it? They have me in manacles.
Manacles! Ooh.
to be put in manacles just for a few hours. They must think the sun shines out of your arse, Sonny.
Oh, lay off me. I've had a hard time.
You've had a hard time. I've been here 5 years. They only hung me the right way up yesterday. So don't you come now.
All right, all right.
They must think you're Lord God Almighty.
What will they do to me?
Oh, you'll probably get away with crucifixion.
Crucifixion?
Yeah, first offence.
Get away with crucifixion? It's
the best thing the Romans ever did for us.
What?
Oh, yeah. If we didn't have crucifixion, this country would be in a right bloody mess.
God!
Nail them up, I say!
God!
Nail some sense into them!
What do you want?
I want you to move me to another cell. Oh, look at that! Bloody favouritism!
Shut up, you!
Sorry.
Pilot wants to see you.
Hey?
Come on!
Pilot? What's he want to see me for?
I think he wants to know which way you want to be crucified.
Oh! Nice one, Centurion. Like it.
Shut up!
What?
Hail, Caesar!
Hail!
Only one survivor, sir.
Ah! Throw him to the floor.
What's it?
Throw him to the floor. Ah! Now, what is your name, Jew?
Brian, sir.
Brian, eh?
No, Brian.
Ow! The little rascal has spirit?
Has what, sir?
Spirit?
Yes, he did, sir.
Hello. Spirits, or bardo, a touch of daring do.
Oh, about 11, sir.
So, you dare to wade us?
To what, sir?
Strike him, Centurion, very roughly. Ah! Oh, and throw him to the floor, sir.
What?
Throw him to the floor again, sir.
Oh, yes, throw him to the floor, please.
Now, Jewish rapscallion.
I'm not Jewish, I'm a Roman.
A Roman?
No, Roman.
Oh, your father was a Roman. Who was he?
He was a centurion in the Jerusalem garrison, sir.
Really? What was his name?
Nautius Maximus.
Centurion, do you have anyone of that name in the garrison?
Well, no, sir.
Well, you sound very sure. Have you checked?
Well, no, sir. I think it's a joke, sir. Like, Silius Sodus or Biggus Dickus, sir.
What's so funny about Biggus Dickus?
Well, it's a joke name, sir.
I have a very great friend in Rome called Biggus Dickus. Silence! What is all this insolence? You will find yourself in gladiator school very quickly with rotten behavior like that.
Can I go now, sir?
In the meantime...
No,
During?
Yes, try during.
During the meanwhile...
No, that's not right. That's not good English. Can you try during the meantime?
During the meantime...
No, that's not right either.
Meantime, meanwhile, during the...
While.
During the while...
No, that won't work at all.
That sounded quite good to me.
No, I don't think it's very good English. I'm sorry.
Wasn't it?
No.
Oh. During... What did I say?
During the meanwhilest.
During the meanwhilest? No, I don't like that at all. During... Well, what should I try?
We'll just cut this.
What?
We'll just cut this link.
What, do you mean we don't need it at all?
I don't think so.
That's all right, then.
Batman, I have to admit, I was scared.
I had no fear whatsoever, Robin.
You didn't?
Not a bit. Haven't you noticed how we always manage to escape the vicious ensnarements of our underhanded opponents? Don't you know why?
Because we're...
KZSU, Stanford.
I prefer to believe it's because our hearts are pure.
Be huge and black, and the eyes thereof red with the blood of living creatures. And the whore of Babylon shall ride forth on a free-headed serpent, and throughout the land shall be a great rubbing of paths.
The demon shall burn a nine-bladed sword! Nine-bladed, not two, or five, or seven, but nine! Which he will wield on all wretched sinners, just like you, sir, there. And the horns shall be on the head.
Hebadiah, his servant, there shall in that time be rumors of things going astray. And there shall be a great confusion as to where things really are. And nobody will really know where lieth those little things with the sort of rapier work base that has an attachment. At this time, a friend shall lose his friend's hammer, and the young shall not know where lieth the things possessed by their fathers that their fathers put there only just the night before, about 8 o'clock.
How much, quick?
What?
It's for the wife.
Oh, 20 shekels.
Right.
What?
There you are.
Wait a minute.
What?
Well, we're supposed to haggle.
No, I've got to get...
What do you mean, no, no, no?
I haven't got time.
Well, I've give
got...
it back then.
No, I just paid you.
What?
Yeah.
This bloke won't haggle.
Won't haggle?
All right.
Do we have to?
Now, look, I want 20 for that.
I just gave you 20.
Now, are you telling me that's not worth 20 shekels?
No.
Look at it. For your equality, that's none of your goat.
All right, I'll give you 19 then.
No. Come on, do it properly.
What?
Haggle properly. This isn't worth 19.
You just said it was worth 20.
Oh, dear. Come on, haggle.
All right, I'll give you 10.
That's more like it. 10? Are you trying to insult me? Me with a poor dying grandmother? 10?
All right, I'll give you 11.
Now you're getting it. 11? Did I hear you right? 11? This cost me 12. You want to ruin me?
17?
No. 17.
18?
No, you're going to 14 now.
All right, I'll give you 14.
14? Are you joking?
That's what you told me to say.
Oh, dear.
Oh, tell me what to say, please.
Offer me 14.
I'll give you 14.
He's offering me 14 for this.
15?
17. My last word. I won't take a penny less or strike me dead.
16.
Done.
Asked to do business with you.
Brian is on the run from the Romans and, to avoid capture, pretends to be a lobster.
No, I'm sorry, that's my handwriting. It should be preacher.
Oh, that's right, preacher.
Actually, I quite like lobster.
Brian is on the run from the Romans and, to avoid lobster, captures...
No, there's no lobster.
Well,
instead of lobster...
There.
Yes, no, that's my handwriting. That's teacher, you see, that's a T.
Oh, under the lobster.
Just one more, I think.
Brian is on the run from the lobster and to avoid capture...
I'm sorry, I'm going to have to stop you there.
Again?
He's actually on the run from the Romans, you see. That's clearly not lobster.
Happy Christmas!
Oh, is it Christmas today?
Of course, madam. It's Christmas every day in heaven.
Oh, how about that?
Oh, look, a cabaret.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It's truly a real honorable experience to be here this evening. A very wonderful and warm and emotional moment for all of us. And I'd like to sing a song for all of you. It's Christmas in heaven. All the children sing. It's Christmas in heaven. Hark, those church bells ring. It's Christmas in heaven, the snow falls from the sky, but it's nice and warm and everyone looks smart and wears a tie. It's Christmas in heaven, there's great films on TV, the sound of music twice
returns control of your radio device to you until next week.
What now? No.